Preparing for a healthy spring semester. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today Show. It has been more than 10 months since COVID-19 reared its ugly head and altered the way we live and interact. At Tennessee Tech, the pandemic has been a challenge for Tennessee Tech Health Services. The on-campus facility, which has always provided quality, affordable health care to students, faculty, and staff, has had to adjust to COVID testing and contact tracing and all the things that go with dealing with a pandemic. After learning a lot and dealing with a lot during the fall semester, Health Services Director Leanne Ray and her staff are ready for the challenge of what the pandemic may bring during the spring semester. We start off Tennessee Tech Today this week with a conversation with Health Services Director Leanne Ray. So when you look back to last March, how much has your job and your life changed in the last 10 months?
Dramatically. Everything that we were doing a year ago has changed. From just the whole procedure, the way that you health services operates, from the way you enter the building to the way that we provide patient care, even for non-COVID related issues, has changed. We spent a lot of time the last year researching, trying to find the best practices, the best ways to configure the clinic to provide patient care in a safe, effective manner. And obviously, due to COVID, we have taken on a whole new process in COVID testing here at the university of the students and the staff and the faculty. And that in itself has been a huge undertaking, but I think that it has allowed us to still continue with on-ground, in-person classes.
Mm-hmm. What is the staffing like here in health services? What is normal staffing been like?
Normal staffing is we have two nurse practitioners, four nurses, and then some support staff, administrative associates, a part-time pharmacist. And since COVID, the administration made a very good faith effort to try to get us the staff that we would need. And they essentially more than doubled our staff. We have an extra nurse practitioner. We have extra nurses, certified contact tracers, in order to help manage our university community.
And what was the patient intake like? What was a normal semester as far as seeing a certain number of patients as opposed to what it was like, I guess, probably this past fall?
The year before, I think we had somewhere around 11,000 patient visits. This past semester, the fall semester alone, we had close to 6,500 patient encounters. Now that is both through the nurses and the nurse practitioners. We did a large number of flu vaccines this year. Mm-hmm. We almost quadrupled what we normally give.
Oh, wow.
Actually, we did quadruple. We gave over 1,000 flu vaccines.
Okay.
To the, you know, university population.
So with the COVID pandemic going on campus, do a lot of people look to you, the health services, to have answers and to, you know, be the place that they can go for whatever questions they might have or anything like that?
Yes, and we've tried to stay current, up to date. Every day we're researching, reading the new literature, the new news out, whether it's you know, anything from testing for COVID, treatment of COVID, cleaning, vaccine. And we have tried to provide information to the campus community, whether it's students, faculty, staff, anybody that might have a question.
And, you know, we were kind of exposed to this back in January when it was thought that we might have had one of the early cases of COVID, one of the first ones in the United States. Since then, did that experience kind of help get you ready for maybe what was to come?
It did. You know, it was back in January. It was just a relatively new disease. And in dealing with, and I have to give a shout-out to our local partners, Putnam County Health Department, the Upper Cumberland Regional Health Department, because they have been phenomenal resources for us here on campus. But I contacted them. They got us in touch with the CDC. And, you know, a lot has changed since then. We've learned a lot. But, yes, the basic principles and practices are the same. And it did help us when we were doing planning in early March. We were relying a lot on our experience from the previous case in January.
So as a director, what's a typical day for you now as what it used to be like?
It starts a little earlier. We are doing testing of our athletes several days a week, early in the morning. And my day is filled with questions, meetings, anything from seeing patients to talking to parents of sick individuals, to coordinating with the state testing and testing resources for COVID. I've done a lot of things this year that I've never done before. As far as, you know, dealing with different agencies and different people, managing staff. It was a lot of hours last semester, but it was very good, and we're so thankful that we were able to finish the semester, you know, in person, on ground.
And now we're getting ready to start the spring semester. Have you had any kind of time over the break to be able to decompress, to unwind a little bit, to kind of get ready for maybe the rush of what's going to happen in the spring?
Yes, we have. We had a nice break, and we are we have worked to try and, you know, revise our processes, make things a little bit easier for the students, the faculty, the staff to report an exposure or a positive case. And we have worked to make our clinic processes, improve those where we can as well, and do some staff training.
You know, you see they talk about frontline workers, people in the medical industry, that those are the true heroes of the pandemic. Would you say that's the case for you and your staff because of the things that you've had to go through? And you know, a lot of people think it's more hospital related, but here, I mean, you have the responsibility of taking care of an entire campus, and that includes faculty, staff, and students.
Absolutely, and I have to give praise to my staff, from the, you know, the assistant director to the nurses, to the administrative associates. Everybody has pitched in. Everybody has done things that, you know, they've never been asked to do before. They, you know, they're testing. They're dealing with COVID every day. And, you know, nobody has backed down from the challenge. Everybody has been willing to do their part, plus more. A big thing, you know, we have students in the residence halls here. And so part of that is the university had asked us, we're doing our own contact tracing in conjunction with the health department. So our students in the residence halls who are in quarantine or isolation, they are all surveyed daily. And those, we try to meet whatever needs that they may have Residential Life Dining Services here has done a great job mm-hmm. in helping with that. That's something that we've never had to do before. Mm-hmm. But we all have developed great relationships on campus in order to get the students what they need and have the students' best interest at heart.
How do you cope with things from a mental capacity? How do you, deal with the stress and the anxiety that you have to, deal with on a regular basis? I mean, how do you and your staff cope with those things?
We talk about things a lot. I don't know if you want to call it venting, but we vent, rant, raid, whatever, to each other. And at the end of the day, it's all, it's all worked out.
Yeah.
I have to say, I personally have great family support, or else it would be tough.
Yeah.
But healthcare workers seem to be, for the most part, very resilient. Mm-hmm. And it just, it just helps being able to talk to each other. And we have a larger staff now, so we have lots of different opinions, lots of different ideas, which really helps. And that's been one of the nicest things about campus and this whole process is being involved in a lot of committees and a lot of meetings is kind of learning the other side of campus from right. when I've just been in the clinic mostly, but I learn how everything else runs and what all resources we have on campus.
As you look toward the spring, is there anything that concerns you, or do you feel like we're in a good place where we can handle whatever's going to come at us?
I feel like we're in a good place. We demonstrated that in the fall, and I'm hoping that the vaccine is going to become more available to those that wish to take it. I think that will help. And I think that our students showed a lot of responsibility last semester, and we were able to manage, the positive cases and the exposures that we had. And I'm just hoping, just ask that the students, continue to do what they did in the fall, wear their masks, social distance, and have a good time.
Thanks, Leanne. When we come back, we'll talk with Assistant Director Kim Williams. Stay with us.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, the staff of Tennessee Tech Health Services have been working long hours and making great sacrifices to help keep campus safe. Assistant Director Kim Williams is one of those frontline workers who is doing everything she can to fight COVID-19. Kim, how long have you been with Health Services?
I have been here for 6 years. I'm going on the seventh year now.
Now, in your previous time here, maybe leading up to March, had you ever seen or been a part of anything like what you've been involved in the last 10 months?
No. And I've worked in many different clinics and many different in hospitals, lots of different situations, and I have never seen anything like this pandemic.
Yeah. From a medical perspective, kind of what are your thoughts as you've seen it progress and now as we're coming into the spring semester? It's almost been a year mm-hmm. Since it originally hit and shut down. What do you know now maybe that you didn't know before?
I know now that, integrating safety guidelines, the masking, social distancing, contact tracing, that is, it makes a great, it really makes a big dent in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is the only way that we kept this campus on track last semester.
Right.
When I was getting prepared for this semester last year, I was very fearful. I didn't know how we were ever going to get through this. And then literally Leanne and I sat down at the end of the semester and said, I cannot believe we made it through it. And now as we move forward, you have a little bit of security in knowing that your process works well. Mm-hmm. But every day and sometimes hourly, things change. Guidelines change. Recommendations change. We fight a lot of opinions and, you know, politics and all of those things we have to fight, even though we know what is always in the best interest of the students mm-hmm. and the faculty and staff here at Tech and the community. But we have to fight all of those things as healthcare providers, because ultimately we want everyone here to be safe. And, you know, I'm very for sure passionate about keeping everyone safe from COVID. And sometimes people don't like what I have to say, but I know it works. And I know it's what it takes. I know people are very fatigued at this point about COVID.
Sure.
I know they're tired of it. They want to get back to normal life. I know they, you know, are thinking, oh, we've got this vaccine, so everything should be great. But I also know there's a lot of work still to be done, and we can't let our guard down.
How do you protect yourself here at the clinic being around or could possibly be being exposed to COVID on a regular basis?
I personally do swab every one of the basketball players for Tennessee Tech 3 days a week.
Wow.
And that puts me in at a big risk. So I was very honored to be able to get the vaccine. I have gotten the vaccine.
Great.
I wear full PPE. I wear everything from a hood, like a welder hood, a mask under that hood, a gown, all the way, gloves, all the way down the whole time. My hands, you can see, are raw from washing. I have not had anything to do with anyone outside of my household, including seeing my parents since March.
Wow.
My parents are chronically ill, and I am not safe to be around, and I will not take it to someone else if I know I can prevent it.
Yeah.
So that's a huge sacrifice that all of us healthcare workers and many other people have had to make, because we care enough, we know how easy it is to be spread. So I'm not going to put my family at risk, and, you know, my family, my parents would never recover.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, as much as I miss them and they miss me, my poor dad, he, you know, is spoiled rotten, and he's like, I miss you. And I said, Dad, I miss you too, but I don't want you on a ventilator,
right.
You know?
Sure.
So it's worth the sacrifice to make sure that I know my parents are okay. And then I have to be sensible, and I have to follow the rules and follow the guidelines. Does that mean that I'm 100% not going to get COVID? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's a risk I take as a healthcare worker.
Say a student thinks that they have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first thing they'll do, or how do you address that?
If you are here, a student here at Tennessee Tech, and you think you have COVID, you need to call here Health Services, mm-hmm. and we talk to you. If you are having symptoms, we ask for you to come in and be seen by a provider. We offer testing here. If you're symptomatic, we have tests that you can get a result in 15 minutes. We also have other ways of testing where we can send out a test. We have lots of different testing resources. Then you'll talk to one of us, either me or a contact tracer that works with me and my team, and we will discuss your isolating, people you may have been in contact with, and we try to take care of it all right here, right then, and then because time is of the essence.
Yeah.
We want you to be away from others as fast as we can.
And, you know, it's probably tough because I'm sure there are people who reject the idea of isolation.
Absolutely.
Or you know, they don't, well, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I've got so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not your fault. You're just trying to to let them know what the protocol is. But
yeah.
I'm sure sometimes that comes back on.
Sure. It's not a phone call you want to get.
Yeah.
And when you think about the college community especially, you know, a lot of them are still worried about their friends being mad at them, being part of social events. They want to find fault. Well, it's no one's fault. COVID is no one's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we start. We say, first of all, it's no one's fault. You did not knowingly get COVID. You didn't go out there and get it on purpose. It's just happened. So now we have to be personally responsible for ourselves and the people around you, the people that you care about, your friends, and keep them safe. So usually when you turn that around, they'll say, okay, yeah, you're right. You know, we also tell them, we know in your age group, for the most part, you recover well. But you don't know what's going to happen to your friend, or you don't know what's going to happen to your grandma that you went home and visited this weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that you take that responsibility, follow instruction. We encourage them, tell them, we're going to help you with school. We're going to make sure you have meals. We're going to make sure you're taken care of the whole time that you're in. I'll tell you, when you tell somebody you can't leave for 10 days, that's a long time.
Yeah.
It's a long time for people.
It is.
And so, you know, we just try to encourage them. We do get a lot of flack sometimes, but usually by the time we're finished, we can get across to them that it's going to be okay, and it's worth the sacrifice of a little bit of time to keep the rest of the community safe.
How encouraged are you about this spring semester now, having made it through the fall semester?
I feel better about the spring semester. Now, there are some guideline changes and things that we're still working on as a new university. If we continue the process that we came up with last semester, we got a lot of the kinks worked out. We are working well as a team with housing, with cleaning, with dining. We're working really well as a team. Communication is doing good. I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
I do. People are not as caught by surprise when we say, hey, you've got to mask, social distance, wash your hands. It's drilled in their head. I am kind of worried about spring break and things like that,
mm-hmm.
because we did see peaks after we let kids go home a while.
Sure.
While they were actually on campus with us, we had them pretty contained,
yeah.
and had things pretty under control. But it's when you let them off the campus and then they return, it's kind of, it worries you.
Yeah.
I am hopeful that the flu season won't be as bad,
yeah.
because we are using the safety measures. I'm hopeful. And we did great giving flu vaccine last semester.
Mm-hmm.
We used the nursing school upstairs. They came down here twice a week and did flu clinics out on campus, which was the first time we'd ever done that. We gave over 500 vaccine,
wow.
which was huge for us.
Yeah.
So that's encouraging. So that should help.
All right. Kim Williams, Assistant Director of Tennessee Tech Health Services. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just please be safe, and when we call you, and hopefully we don't have to, please just cooperate. We want everyone's best interests at heart, and, you know, just be safe, and God bless you.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, stick around. We've got an update on what's going on in the world of tech athletics right after this.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. Well, the Tennessee Tech basketball teams continue their quest towards earning a berth in the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament slated for early March. The Tech women, who had their game with Belmont rescheduled for February 23rd, are 4-4 overall and 2-3 in the OVC, heading into Saturday's showdown with Tennessee State. The Golden Eagles then hit the road for games at Austin Peay, Murray State, and Jacksonville State. Meanwhile, the Tech men are still trying to find a winning formula. The Golden Eagles are 1-13 overall and 1-6 in conference play, with games slated against TSU, Austin Peay, and Murray State on the horizon. Well, the Tech volleyball season is set to get underway. The Ohio Valley Conference officially released its preseason predicted order of finish and the preseason All-OVC team earlier this week, with a pair of Tennessee Tech volleyball players recognized for their talents heading into the 2021 campaign. Fresh off earning a spot on the All-OVC first team a season ago, senior outside hitter Ali Verzani earned one of the Golden Eagles' two nods on the preseason All-OVC team. A native of Sioux City, Iowa, she was the first Tech player to claim All-OVC first team honor since Cody Dodd in 2015 after leading the Golden Eagles in kills, kills per set, total points, points per set, total attacks, service aces, and double-doubles. Also recognized on the preseason All-OVC team was junior middle blocker Taylor Dorsey, who capped off her sophomore campaign with an All-OVC second team honor. In her second season in the purple and gold, Dorsey led her team in total blocks and blocks per set while ranking second in kills, kills per set, and total points. She managed 5 or more blocks in 10 matches on the year and picked up an OVC Defensive Player of the Week accolade during the season. Well, the Golden Eagles will officially kick off the 2021 season on Sunday, February 7th, with the first of back-to-back matches at Austin Peay. Tech will follow it up with a Monday tilt in Clarksville against the Govs before returning to Cookeville for the home opener on Sunday, February 14th against Eastern Illinois. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the TT website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody!